WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD.
From New Jersey's most listened to station, here's your morning flash briefing from New Jersey 101.5.
We begin this morning with First Weather and our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, keeping an eye on the wintry mix on the way.
Yep, here it comes. First winter storm of the season, coastal storm, nor'easter, whatever you want to call it. It's going to move in starting in South Jersey this morning, spreading into North Jersey by this afternoon. And we are expecting wintry mix, but not for everyone. Along the coast, it is going to be almost all rain. But as the storm moves in, 295 quarter, we'll see some snow, sleet, freezing rain. And then as it gets into North Jersey, it's going to be mostly frozen stuff. Still looking at snow and ice accumulations in northwestern New Jersey centered around the higher elevations of Sussex County. That could cause some travel disruptions along the way today. And again, closer to the coast, hardly anything. It's just going to be a wet day, although there is a flooding concern. Wind gusts kicking to 40-plus miles an hour, up to 2 feet of surge, may cause minor tidal flooding issues. So no matter what's falling from the sky, this evening's commute is going to be pretty messy out there. Things taper off a bit overnight, but the gusty wind continues. One more quick shot of snow and rain tomorrow morning, then things will finally clear out by tomorrow afternoon. Right now, Salem 34, Denville 28, and Keyport 32.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:02. Now would be a good time for you to download our free mobile app. We'll keep you updated as this storm approaches and during as the Garden State gets ready for our first winter event. You remember the story of the homeless guy, Johnny Bobbitt? He gave a Jersey woman his last $20 when she ran out of gas on Route 95. She and her boyfriend started a GoFundMe. They raised more than $400,000. He sued them for not giving him the money. This morning, we know it was all a scam right from the start. Investigators believe Kate McClure and her boyfriend, Mark D'Amico, as well as Bobbitt, concocted the scheme to make money. The Burlington County prosecutor will detail charges against all three later today. McClure and D'Amico have turned themselves into prosecutors already. As the scope of a deadly Northern California wildfire set in, more than 450 people and dozens of cadaver dogs have been assigned to comb through the charred remains, searching for more bodies. The blaze has killed at least 56, but the sheriff says that number is likely to go much higher.
We currently have 130 people on our unaccounted for list, or persons who are unaccounted for.
Many of the missing are elderly from a forested town of about 11,000 just north of the town of Paradise. Dan Zero's commuter weather, watching as the nor'easter approaches. A winter weather advisory is in effect for 15 of the 21 counties away from the coast and is going to call for messy travel later today. This morning, you'll be fine. Later this afternoon, it's going to get messy as a wintry mix arrives in South Jersey this morning, pushing to the north by this afternoon. Snow and ice accumulation in northwestern New Jersey could cause some travel disruptions throughout the day. Closer to the coast, we're talking about almost all rain here. Wind gusts, though, are going to kick up to about 40 miles an hour, especially along the coast, and up to 2 feet of surge may cause some minor tidal flooding along the Jersey shore. We'll keep you updated on air and online at NJ1015.com and our free mobile app today. Time out of New Jersey's First News. 5:04, still ahead. Democratic leaders say they are pushing ahead now with legalizing weed in the Garden State. The story in 2 minutes. You're listening to New Jersey's First News.
New Jersey 101.5.
This is New Jersey's First News on New Jersey 101.5.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:07. Dan Zero's commuter weather. We are watching this nor'easter as it arrives. It's going to arrive in South Jersey this morning with some rain, and then it's going to push north by the afternoon. That could impact your afternoon drive home. Snow and ice accumulation in northwestern New Jersey could cause travel disruptions, and we are looking at some tidal surge along the shore and some very heavy winds. No matter what's falling from the sky, Dan says it's going to be a messy evening commute. Rain and snow will taper off a bit by late evening, but the gusty winds will continue overnight. Democratic leaders who control the Senate and Assembly both say they will hold committee votes this month on legalizing recreational weed for adults in New Jersey. But final approvals may not come for some time. There is still no agreement on how much to tax marijuana in New Jersey, and there is still not enough support among rank-and-file legislators to pass a final bill. We know more this morning about runaway Thomas Colding, found safe this week in Philadelphia. Philly police say Colding was found near a Philly shopping mall. They believe he spent most of his entire time away from home in the city, despite reports of him being spotted as far away as Ohio. He's back with his family in Mountain Lakes. He'll eventually go back to school. School officials are working on how best to reintegrate him into his classes. It was a fight with his parents over his grades that they say led to him leaving home. The hunt for missing children, many of whom don't want to be found, continue to be an everyday task for law enforcement in New Jersey.
Stats provided by New Jersey State Police show there are currently 297 missing individuals under the age of 18. Approximately 85% are considered runaways.
Kids that usually run away are between the ages of 13 to 17 years old.
But, says Lieutenant Stephen Urbanski with the Missing Persons Unit, 99% of Jersey's runaways are recovered. Most never make it much further than the area they ran from. Dino Flamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
Kids today are in uncharted territory when it comes to the impact of technology, plus intense academic and sports standards. In part two of our series on raising kids in New Jersey today, we explore why mental health experts are worried about rising anxiety behaviors.
Psychologist Dr. Stephen Tobias says he's seen an alarming trend in young patients in New Jersey.
An explosion in anxiety disorders in kids. There's certainly a lot more depression as well, but I'm concerned about the degree of stress that all kids are under.
For households that tend to overschedule, the answer could be do less.
One of the best things for kids is to have downtime, to have time for, you know, unstructured free play where they're engaging in individual exploration.
Tobias says unstructured free time is not only enriching but also stress relieving. Erin Vogt, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
In the final part of our series tomorrow, we're going to explore how parents can strike a balance between family time and school activities. As dozens of school districts scramble to fill budget holes created by a cut in state aid, some Jersey Shore districts have lost their appeals to the state. Toms River, Middletown, Jackson, Brick lost millions under the new funding formula. They asked the state to reconsider. They refused. What's next? They may appeal again, but then have to decide what staff and programs they may have to cut for the next school year. More than 100 dogs are looking for new homes after a state police raid of a suspected breeder and hoarder in Chemung.
State Police Sergeant Jeff Flynn says officers discovered 130 dogs living in disgusting conditions at the home of 65-year-old Donna Roberts.
And as they continue to investigate, they subsequently found 44 deceased dogs that were packaged in plastic bags and stored in freezers throughout the residence.
Roberts faces animal cruelty charges, while the dogs will be put up for adoption at the Monmouth County SPCA, St. Hubert's Animal Rescue, the Animal Welfare Alliance, and smaller organizations. SPCA Representative Ross LaCitra says adoptions could start next month. Danielle Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Former Governor Christie says nobody at the White House has talked to him about becoming the next attorney general. Speaking to a gathering of the League of Municipalities convention in Atlantic City, Christie would not say if he would take the job were it offered. A growing number of U.S. Roman Catholic bishops are demanding the church issue a formal repudiation of ex-Cardinal Theodore McCarrick. Embroiled in a sexual abuse scandal that reaches back decades and was apparently known at the highest levels of the church, at the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops in Baltimore, there was alarm over the church taking no official actions to distance itself from McCarrick. Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:12. First winter event of the season is on the way. What are we going to get and what's the impact on your commute? We'll get all the details from our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero, and then recap our top stories next.
Steve Trevelise.
The Jersey deer have no fear. You and the car, the 4,000-pound car, they don't care. And now that it's mating season, oh, no.
Monday through Thursday evening, 7 to 11 on New Jersey 101.5 and NJ1015.com.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:14 as we bring in our chief meteorologist, Dan Zero. Dan, you've been a busy man over the last couple of days trying to track this storm.
That's right. And, you know, it's an early season storm, which adds some extra challenges to the forecast in terms of sun angle, in terms of nailing down the impacts here. And we're going to see a little bit of everything, a total mixed bag across the state today. That's why I have to just give you that vague wintry mix term along the Jersey Shore. So places like Eastern Monmouth, Ocean, Atlantic, Cape May, Cumberland counties, going to be rain here today. But further inland, we are expecting some icy conditions. It'll start its wintry mix in southwestern New Jersey this morning, pushing into North Jersey by this afternoon. So folks along and north of Interstate 80, you're going to have to wait till 1 or 2 o'clock till the storm actually arrives. Snow and ice accumulation in northwestern New Jersey could cause travel disruptions. I'm going to stick with the forecast I published last night. 3 to 6 inches of snow accumulation possible to the north. Maybe a slushy inch or two in the stripe from New York City down to the Philadelphia area with a glaze of ice. But again, the closer you are to the coast, the less snow you're ultimately going to see. Wind advisory for the Jersey Shore. 40 plus mile an hour gusts expected. Up to 2 feet of surge may cause minor tidal flooding along the Jersey Shore. We have a flood watch for heavy rain in effect, too. So this evening's commute is going to be messy. Things taper off this evening, but the gusty wind continues. And then we'll have one more quick shot of snow and rain tomorrow morning before clearing skies take over tomorrow afternoon. Highs tomorrow near 50. New Jersey, first news time is 5:15.
Around the state, around the clock. This is New Jersey's First News.
Good morning, I'm Eric Scott. Among our top stories for this Thursday morning, that huge GoFundMe campaign for a homeless man ran by a New Jersey couple. Turns out it was a scam from the very start. All three will face charges. The death toll rising from California's massive wildfire. 56 now, but more than 100 are still missing. In sports, Knicks, Nets, Sixers all lose in the NBA. Jacob DeGrom of the Mets has won the National Cy Young Award. Your bus stop forecast at New Jersey Fast Traffic next.
New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey First News Time is 5:19. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zerber with your bus stop forecast for this Thursday morning. All clear for right now. No problems getting to the bus stop this morning, but wintry mix will arrive in South Jersey this morning, pushing into North Jersey by this afternoon. Getting home later on could be pretty messy, especially this afternoon here across New Jersey, especially the further north and west you are. New Jersey First News Time, still 5:19.
All Jersey, all the time.
I'm a traveling nurse, and I listen to you guys all the time. You make me happy and laugh.
New Jersey 101.5. You're listening to New Jersey's First News, a full hour of New Jersey 101.5 news from your 24-hour broadcast news team on New Jersey 101.5.
5:23 on a Thursday morning as we await the arrival of our first wintry event of the year. There's a nor'easter that is going to roll up our coast. It's going to start this morning with rain in South Jersey, gradually push north. Whatever is falling from the sky this afternoon, Dan says it is going to make for a messy afternoon and a messy commute home. Your ride to work this morning should be fine. Any of the snow and ice that we see will probably be away from the coast and kind of to the northwestern part of the state, but Dan will have the complete breakout of where we're going to get what coming up here in just a couple of minutes. A new Rutgers Eagleton poll finds 4 in 10 New Jerseyans are undecided on Governor Murphy after his first year in office, but they do give him some high marks on some specific issues.
Pollster Ashley Koning says the governor scored the best on his handling of the economy and education, receiving 44% approval in both categories. But these results may be more connected to the perception of change than the changes themselves.
So a lot of these individual issue approvals boil down to either partisanship or simply that a feeling in terms of a change in party leadership is going to spur some kind of substantive change.
There was one area where respondents weren't so optimistic. Only 28% say Governor Murphy has done well with tax policy in his first year. Danielle Burson, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time on New Jersey's First News, 5:24. Stormy Daniels' lawyer, Michael Avenatti, is denying allegations he committed domestic violence. Avenatti was arrested Wednesday near his skyscraper apartment in a ritzy area of Los Angeles. Police won't release details of the alleged incident, but say the victim had visible injuries. A New York City man has admitted to trying to aid the Islamic State group by helping a co-conspirator travel abroad to fight for the militant group. This was the fall of 2015. Federal prosecutors say Saddam Mohammed Rashini pleaded guilty to attempting to provide material support or resources to a designated foreign terrorist organization. 32-year-old now faces up to 20 years in prison. Rashini was arrested last year as he tried to board a plane at Kennedy Airport to go to Syria. If you are flying over Thanksgiving weekend, be ready for delays, especially out of our local airports.
David Asenso of the consumer website Value Penguin says those delays will be even longer around here. They rate Newark Airport number one for delays.
Obviously, the Thanksgiving season is a really popular time for travel.
LaGuardia, JFK, and Philadelphia International also came in the top 10 for delays before Thanksgiving. Asenso's advice?
Get to the airport early and hopefully your flight departs on time, but if not, maybe bring something like a book.
Other airline watchers predict this Thanksgiving travel will be heavier than recent years. Joe Cutter, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Time out of New Jersey's First News, 5:26. We have temperatures in the Garden State this morning that are, for the most part, starting out in the 20s and 30s. It is cold. It is going to get stormy. This morning, your ride to work should be fine. This afternoon, quite a different story. And we'll get the full details, everything you need to know about this nor'easter coming up in 4 minutes on the half hour at 5:30. Also at 5:30, the homeless man GoFundMe whole issue with a Jersey couple was a scam from the start. We'll have an update on that and business news next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 5:28 as we update business news this morning. World markets have been mixed, but the British pound dropped sharply today after a key UK government minister resigned, plunging the Brexit process into deep uncertainty. A turbulent day of trading on Wall Street ended Wednesday with more losses. An early rally drove major indexes sharply higher, but that was gone by midday, and the Dow lost more than 200 points. New Jersey's First News is engineered by Kathy Wagner, our news director, Annette Petriccioni. Content coordinated by Dan Alexander. Sergio Bichow is at the editor's desk.
New Jersey 101.5. Not New York, not Philadelphia. Proud to be New Jersey. And now, streaming live on all Alexa devices. Enable the skill and tell Alexa to play New Jersey 101.5.